Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
What up, peeps?
What up?
Welcome to Let's Make Out Podcast, but not really a full podcast.
That's right. Not until this Thursday, so make sure you come back and check it out then.
Yes, the 90s are back in so many ways, but our favorite tracks never left. My 90s playlist breaks down why we love the hits of the 90s so much, what made our favorite songs so popular then, and why we are so nostalgic for them now.
That's right. So throughout the season, the host, Tracy Clayton and Akoto Afori-Ada, will celebrate their picks for a quintessential 90s playlist and explore the work of the Backstreet Boys, Mariah Carey, Celine Dion, and A Tribe Called Quest, and much, much more. So weekly episodes start October 13th. We want you to check it out. So we actually have a little clip for you, so go ahead and have a listen, and we'll talk to you soon.
One of my favorite things about boy bands, I do believe, is how A, all of the successful ones have 5 members. Mm-hmm. And each of those 5 members have an assigned archetype. And that those archetypes can pretty much be tracked from boy group to boy group.
This
right?
is so fun. I can't wait to
go
through this exercise.
Can I walk you through the archetypes?
Okay.
So number one, mm-hmm. you have like the heartthrob / the sweet one, mm-hmm. right? And this mm-hmm. is the person that you think about as like the face mm-hmm. of the group, per se. Like the one who's like most likely to go solo. And when you think of like the lead singer, it's kind of the one that you think about. Mm-hmm. Usually a former model. And usually the one who's in the group to like draw like the screams out of the teenage girls who like follow them around and chase them when they're getting on planes. Like
got
they did in the video.
I get it. Okay.
Right. And in the Backstreet Boys, this would be Nick, right?
Interesting.
Do you agree?
I always thought that it was Brian.
Hmm.
Because Brian, to me, looked more like a man boy instead of just a boy.
I'm not a man.
I mean, Nick couldn't even grow facial hair at the time.
Not quite a man,
you know,
boy. I mean, you know what? Fair.
Too clean of a face.
I hear this. I hear this
you
argument.
You know what I'm saying?
I hear this argument.
But I'll take it for what it is. And also, Brian literally started nearly every single song that they came out with.
Fair.
I thought he was the lead singer.
Fair.
But okay. Let's move on.
Well, speaking of Brian mm-hmm. is generally considered to fill the role, generally now, of the cute one, right? And the cute one is kind of like the second lead singer, as I do believe one of our sisters in Destiny's Child would say.
Uh-huh.
He's cute, he's attractive, but not as like sexually threatening as the lead is.
Okay.
And he's kind of meant as like a foil to the bad boy that we're going to talk about.
Oh, I see.
Here in a
okay.
few seconds, right?
I mean, so, I stand by the fact that like if you're yeah. going to have somebody, if you're going to call somebody sexually threatening, they're going to need to have some facial hair. Like I just, I feel very strongly about that, but hey, whatever.
I'm going to make some notes here.
Yeah, whatever.
Facial hair. Yes. Okay. So we got the cute one, we got the heartthrob, we just mentioned the bad boy. So the bad boy, I think, is the one that we're fighting about,
okay.
AJ.
Mm-hmm.
AJ is the rebel. He's a little, like, he's got a rougher edge to him. Like, mm-hmm. maybe he wears, like, a leather jacket. Oh, my God. He got out a leather jacket.
He did. He was the only one that, like, wore.
I'm pretty sure. Like, I just remember him in, like, dark clothes in general
because yeah.
he had the dark hair.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I'll have a tattoo, mm-hmm. probably some form of, like, tribal tattoo mm-hmm. or barbed wire, considering the time of origin.
He also had an incredibly aggressive goatee.
I loved.
Yeah.
Mate, is that why I'm into goatees to this
and
day?
It was, like, sharp. Like, them lines.
It was.
It was like,
and,
who's
like,
AJ's
whole
barber?
Face was just, like, angled. Just,
yeah.
like, carved up
yep.
and chiseled
yep.
like a bust.
Yep.
It's just so, yep. so beautiful.
Shout out to AJ.
Shout out to AJ.
Hey, AJ.
Okay. So sorry. Don't make me call your husband,
yeah,
you're Okoto.
Right. You're right. You're
thank
right.
you.
You're right.
Hey, AJ. So that's the bad boy.
Uh-huh.
There's also the older brother, quote, unquote. He's still accessible
mm-hmm.
to the screaming girl clientele. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's kind of like the one you would go to for, like, boy advice.
Mm-hmm.
on
I see how so to, clearly who this
how
is.
How to talk to AJ,
yes.
you know?
Also, can you imagine being the older brother of a boy band and, like, screaming girls are coming at you a mile a minute. All they want to talk about is, yo, no. What's good with your boy AJ?
I can't.
Like, what's up? Like, should I text? Should I call? Like, how do I, you know what I'm saying? Like, how do I do this? Like, what would you recommend?
I would put myself up for adoption.
Yeah, you got to quit after
like,
that.
I'm not y'all like, I'm out. Yeah. That's it. However, shout out to Kevin, the older brother. Mm-hmm. And then you have the shy one. The shy one is, you know, kind of like the quiet one. Mm-hmm. Maybe a little nerdier than the rest of the band. Mm-hmm. He's... I say this with love in my heart, right? Uh-huh. Because I feel like if I were in a boy band, this uh-huh. is who I would be.
Right.
It's kind of like the person who you're like, okay, I see you here, but like, what you doing here? You
right.
know, like, how do you fit in with the rest of the group? That
right.
That's how I self-identify is like, right. What
no,
am
no,
I doing
I
here?
Think
you
that,
know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right.
Yeah.
I also feel like this person had fewer amount of devotees.
Yeah,
that might be true. Like,
I think so.
Of everybody who had favorites, they probably right. had.
But see, that's just because nobody understands us, the quiet ones, the,
hey man,
the shy
I agree.
Ones. You know,
I agree. I agree.
Also, we're not out here in the streets looking for all this attention because
right.
it makes us kind of uncomfortable. You know,
they even want that.
We don't take compliments very well.
Right.
When I say we, I'm talking about me and myself. Just kind of how I am.
Right.
And that was Howie, of course.
Of course, Howie, whose uh-huh. hair was just so cute. He had the little curly ponytail.
Adorable.
And he was just so earnest. Just a lot of
so
earnestness in the face.
Earnest. There you go.
You know?
There you go. I feel like if this was like a teen movie from the 90s, the shy one would be the one who like emerges from the shadows after
yes.
the girl gets dumped by AJ.
Yes.
Right. And he's like, well, I always thought you were kind of cool. And it's just like, oh my God, should
and
I
like,
date Howie?
Howie's the one you should marry. True,
of course.
Yeah,
of
you
course.
Should actually marry
him. He's going to be better to you.
Yeah.
Howie doesn't mind being a stay-at-home dad.
No.
He doesn't mind at all.
You know what it is about the Howies?
What? Talk to me about the Howies.
It was almost like they didn't want to be in the group. It was like, take it or leave it. You
yeah,
know what I'm saying?
Me.
Like, exactly. Like, all right, I'm about to do this for two albums
yeah.
and like, maybe I'll open a laundromat. I don't know. Like, I just don't. I don't
I mean,
want to do
love
this.
The art,
right,
know?
Exactly.
Not,
like, I like hanging out with my brothers. You know what I'm saying? I'm not
aww,
trying to.
The Howies.
I'm not trying to do this.